Just to put it in context, I guess, I'm a sixth generation dairy farmer, 160 years in the family that have been dairy farming, and I choose to be a dairy farmer. It's something that I want to do. It's something I love, and important that everyone understands that every farmer's out there choosing to be a dairy farmer. I guess we're in unprecedented times, which is, you know, the difficulties that the people are facing, and ADF needs to consolidate its leadership structure. And so that's what the board's done. It's put something in place it believes it's best for what we've got now. And so I guess before we answer anything else, I want to make it really clear that, you know, Simone and I have a lot of work to do in this space, and having Simone as a deputy looking after the day-to-day things, that's essential that they still get managed. Having me in the role looking after what's going on at the moment with the challenges faced by the industry, I think it's going to deliver the best for ADF and for farmers.
Was it to do, though, with a lack of satisfaction with how Simone Jolliffe was performing?
No, this is about making sure we've got what we need. This is about setting it up so we can go forward, so we've got the right horsepower where we need. We're putting a more portfolio base into our board so that we're using the resources around that table to make sure that we can deliver the outcomes farmers need.
You do say, though, that the dairy crisis has had some effect here. How has that come about?
Just that the workload at that top level was untenable to actually get both of the key parts of the business that just needed to be done at the moment. So the long-term issues of the day-to-days, the issues that we have to manage to make sure that we have long-term sustainability in our industry on just the day-to-day issues of NRM and all those sorts of things that still need to be looked after, and the challenges we're facing right now with the downturn in the industry pricing that we have to manage.
If that's the case, though, arguably you could have stepped into the deputy role and done that day-to-day and allowed Simone to stay in that head position, but that clearly hasn't happened.
Yeah, so the board decided that looking at the people around the table, this was the best structure.
So did the board have, does Simone Jolliffe have the support of the board?
So the board discussed it at length, and again, we decided this is the best way to go forward, so that they're very supportive of her taking the role of looking after the things that, as I've outlined, and they think in this circumstance, the best thing to do is to put me up into this top role.
Okay, so there was a push to move Simone Jolliffe aside.
I wouldn't say it was a push. It was more looking at what was needed.
Are you happy with how the ADF has responded to the dairy crisis over the past month? There has been some criticism that your voice hasn't been as loud as it should be.
I think it's great that the government announcement yesterday, the things that the dairy industry at ADF were asking for, there's a lot of them that have been delivered in that announcement. There's some things that we want to go back and work with government to tweak in that announcement. I think there's some still things that need a bit of fine-tuning. I guess one of the ones that I want to outline up front, I guess, is that the way we're reading at this stage, the criteria around who gets access to the low-interest loans, the concessional loans, we need to find out what that actually means. If you read the release itself, it could suggest it's just there for the Fonterra and Murray-Goulburn suppliers. We want to make sure it's there for others that need it as well.
So that's one of the top priorities. What else do you now look at as the key things that you want to do?
I guess that the thing we need to do is make sure this doesn't happen again. This sort of downturn in price by some companies doesn't affect the industry the way it has. So I think we need to recognise the good things that have been done, like the fact that Bega and Warrnambool Cheese and Butter and others haven't moved on their pricing. I think that they need to be rewarded and acknowledged for that. We also need to understand fully what's happened in the other companies that have, and then assess, are there ways that we can limit that risk into the future? We need to have conversations with those milk companies about possible contract structures that may be put in place that allow farmers to make a choice. There certainly is some that will still like to ride the market fully. Mm-hmm. It's probably the best way to get the long-term return, but there's a lot of risk in being totally exposed. If your business isn't set up to be exposed, for example, if you made a significant expansion just before a downturn, that's when you're at risk. We need to make sure that there's a choice for those farmers who want to minimise that risk, to see whether there's an option we can put before them from those companies that you know, sort of puts a more stable price in front of them. So we need to start those conversations.
And so would that take the form of basically removing the clawback mechanism, removing the retrospective payments up or down?
I think it. There are a lot of things that could be, and I think it's the conversation we need to have. We need to open the door to those companies that are exposed to the export market in particular. There are two distinct industries here, the domestic and the export. The domestic market does have that sort of flexibility in its contracting to put those floor prices, etc., into the contract structure. And some of the companies already do that on the domestic market. And we just need to see whether in the other big players like Murray Goulburn, Warrnambool Bull Cheese and Butter, Bega, and Fonterra, that those choices are there for people to make sure that we can make sure there is a home for everyone's milk in the needs that they need.
Now, for your home state of South Australia, in terms of the South Australian Dairy Association's response to the dairy crisis, the industry was initially not going to meet with the state government until June. Do you think waiting that long was an appropriate response to the situation?
So just putting this in context first, I've relinquished all my roles in South Australia. It's up to now the SADA board to decide who would be its next chair. Nick Brokenshire is currently the vice president there, and my understanding is he'll take an acting role until the board meets and decides who its chair will be. So these questions are probably now more focused for him. But I understand the concern, and there was some definite need to meet with the minister as soon as we could, and we'd had those conversations. We were working with the minister, and when circumstances allowed, just by some movement of calendars, we did actually were able to arrange that meeting earlier. And the government's done exactly what we asked over there. The request for some funding was made, and within days it was granted. So, and they've also acknowledged that they will consider other requests. So up to the SADA board now to make those requests. So I think they're under a great... manager with the new CEO, with Andrew Curtis there, will add some stability to the organisation going forward.